Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it.
Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
You want to see improved footwork, improved mechanics with Caleb Williams. You want to see better accuracy. You want to see better pocket poise at times that I thought declined in the second half. And if you see that, now you're talking about someone that's being coached. And that's the most important part of this entire discussion, is Caleb Williams being coached. And you're going to find out weeks 2, 3, and 4 if he is being coached, because you're going to see development. And it might be rapid development, because I think Ben Johnson is the right guy.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Matt Bowen getting ready to join us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. It is not lost on us that Matt's segment is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. And there are three guys here that all shave their heads because we don't have hair anymore.
Balds unite.
That's right, but shout out to Great Clips. We appreciate them regardless, because you might want to have a haircut, and you know that Great Clips is sponsoring Matt Bowen's segment.
I go to Great Clips because I get my hair buzzed. I don't go full bald, and I don't do it myself. Usually my wife does it, but if I'm out on the road and I need a haircut, I'll go there, because I need more haircuts now than when I had hair. I need it once a week now, or it starts to look like a worn-out tennis ball up top, and I can't have that.
It's true.
When I had hair, I'd only get a haircut once a month. I'm all about it.
I know. I miss my hair, and I miss getting haircuts, but for me, it's just a razor at this point, and that takes care of everything. Matt, you understand what I'm talking about.
I do. I use a razor. I try to do it every day. Back in the day.
Every day.
I used to get my haircut at Busy Bee Barbershop in Glen Ellyn. From Norm, we're still working there, but that's been a long time removed, boys. So... I've been shaving it since probably Green Bay. When I was playing in Green Bay, was where I started shaving my head.
Matt, do you grow a beard? I mean, you got to grow it where you can, I feel like. Do you ever do that?
I don't. No, I've never had a beard. Never have. No.
Are you not good at it, or is it just a style choice?
It's just a style choice, okay. I think. I've never even tried to grow a beard. No.
Your brother has a pretty robust beard, if I remember right.
Yeah, he does at times, yeah. Yeah, he does. Huh. But no, not me. I've never been... I've never even tried it. Maybe I will. You know, maybe I will sometime. Maybe that's an opportunity for me, Lawrence.
I did it last winter, and I think I'll do it again this winter, and I liked it. It really went into the professor vibe for me.
It looked good.
There's a lot of gray in there that I was not expecting when I grew it out for full. So that is not a lot of fun. But yeah, that's definitely something that I'll probably do again this winter. So Matt, where does one even start when trying to dissect what happened to the Bears on Sunday?
You have to start on the defensive side of the ball.
Now, Lawrence, a couple weeks ago, you and I were having a discussion on air. What you have to do on NFL Sundays to win, and breaking it down to a basic level from a defensive perspective, it's hit the quarterback, limit or take away explosive plays. The Bears didn't do that on Sunday. Jared Goff had clean throwing platforms. And when you give Goff clean throwing platforms, for him, it's like playing 7-on-7. Not enough pressure. And when Dennis Allen did dial up pressure, didn't get home. That's something that has to be discussed here. Because I think sometimes we look at pressures or blitzes or stunts and automatically assume it's going to be an open rush lane, right? No, that's not reality. You have to win a one-on-one. You have to beat the running back in protection. You have to beat a tight end if they keep him in to chip on the edge. You have to beat the offensive tackle. If you loop inside in the guard, you have to beat him. Didn't see enough of that. So what did that give? It gave Goff plenty of time to scan the field, to throw, more importantly, time for St. Brown and Jameson Williams to run away from coverage. Okay? I understand that Jalen Johnson's hurt, and he was out part of the football game. And it's a lot to ask Tyreek Stevenson to run 50 yards across the field to cover a deep over route. That is a long way to go. And eventually there's going to be some separation there. So that's the first thing, not enough pressure. Second thing is those explosive plays. Jared Goff had 5 throws of plus 20 yards. He had 4 throws of 30 or more yards. They also had 3 explosive play rushes. So you're talking about giving up 8 explosive plays. If you looked at nothing else in this football game and just watched the tape on those 8 plays, because if I'm the defense coordinator, if I'm Dennis Allen, on Monday morning, that's what I'm starting with my team meeting. We're watching all 8 of those plays together, all of them. We're going to find out what went wrong, because you cannot win football games in that league when you give up big plays like that.
Matt, what do you think can change on the pass rush? Because unlike the offense where you have this potential for Caleb Williams to improve, I don't necessarily see that on the defensive line, because we know who all those guys are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, you do, and that's a good point, Jason, but I think a couple of different things. I've talked with Lawrence before about loaded fronts. When you overload one side of the defensive front, you kick a defensive end inside to get a matchup versus an offensive guard. You do more stunting. You do calculated pressure, more simulated pressure, where you're going to bring a linebacker but drop an end into coverage to protect yourself in the back end. There's different ways to try to scheme it, but Jason, ultimately it comes down to a player like Montez Sweat being productive and winning his matchups, and hitting the quarterback. And when you send linebackers, they get home, they can beat the running back in protection. You have to do those things. And right now, the Bears are not getting it done.
With Jalen being injured and Kyler nowhere to be found, how and TJ Edwards now being injured again too, how differently might DA have to call this defense from what he was maybe expecting when he walked in the door?
Great question. A great question, Lawrence, because you do sometimes you have to protect yourself as a defensive play caller. If you are down in numbers, especially high-profile talent like we just discussed there, those 3 names, you might have to be a little bit more zone-heavy this week, especially against Dallas. I mean, do you think the Bears have the man matchups right now versus CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens? I do not. I do not see that. So you might be a little bit more zone heavy this week. Or if you do play man, it might be a little more two man with man underneath and safeties over the top. Because I think you can do that right now versus Dak. At this point in his career, Prescott is not looking to get out of the pocket at, you know, an accelerated rate like he did younger in his career before the injuries. He's more of a pocket throw at this stage. So I think you can play a little bit more two man this week. That's one way you can protect yourself versus Dallas.
Matt, with Caleb Williams, how do we separate ongoing rookie mistakes versus issues that are a legitimate result of acclimating to a new offensive play caller in Ben Johnson? How do we separate the issues that we see into those categories?
Well, Jason, I'll start there with the interception he threw against Detroit. You can't have it. You just can't. You can't be rolling outside the pocket, especially against Kirby Joseph. Know your personnel. Maybe the best range in the NFL over the top. You can't just float the ball down the field. Either take the sack or throw the football out of bounds, right? That's a teachable moment. But second year in the league, you still can't be talking about teachable moments. To your point, Jason, there are teachable moments within Ben Johnson's system for sure, making that transition. Lawrence and I discussed it last week that there's going to be signs of development. It just depends on how long it's going to take within that system. But you're going to see issues that need to be corrected, and that's okay. As part of coaching, as part of developing a young player. But you can't have the situations where it's a second reaction play and you turn the football over, or it's a second reaction play and you take a sack when you don't need to. Those are the things that need to be corrected immediately. But I will say this. If you watch week one, especially the second half, versus this Detroit game, I know they didn't win the football game, but I thought the offense had moments when they played pretty well. And Caleb, in my opinion, Caleb Williams took a step this past week. Is it enough? That's up to Ben Johnson and his coaching staff. But he did take a step. They did play better football.
What were the things that you saw that felt better?
I think his ability to drive the ball and outbreaking routes from the pocket. You got to be able to do that. What they did getting Rome loose at multiple levels of the field. Kind of an explosive play run. I thought Caleb looked more calm, more poised at time within the pocket. I thought his decision-making was better. And I thought he was aggressive when he needed to be. You know, the deep end breaker to the middle of the field, you know, attacking tight covers there. One thing I will say, and I looked this number up today, Lawrence. Colson Love, when he's run 37 routes in his first two football games, he has three total targets. Three. It's not enough. Not enough for the number 10 pick in the draft. Because I'll tell you this. I went and watched the Colts tape from last week. And their tight end, Tyler Warren, went, what, number 14 overall.
A lot of people thought that he was going to be a Bear.
Yeah, I did too. And what they're doing from the scheme perspective is creating opportunities for him. Okay, whether that's play action, whether it's overload concepts to get him loose on a wheel route, releasing him through the line of scrimmage on play action. They're finding ways to get the football in his hands. He's been very productive over the first two games. Colson Loveland is not. And I watched his routes from Sunday. He had 19 routes. A lot of flats, a lot of combination routes of creating windows for other receivers. Not enough there, in my opinion, of scheming a player open or creating that isolation moment where he can beat coverage because he has the foot quickness to separate within the route tree. I just think there needs to be more there.
Matt, what about those first four picks in their draft? They don't need to have instant stardom, but you have Colston Loveland, not really part of the offense.
Trapillo.
Luther Burden, not really part of the offense. And then you have Trapillo and Turner, the other second rounders, not suitable to play. Just can't even dress them for a game. Well, how do you weigh that against some of the obvious roster needs that they had going into that draft?
It's a great question, Jason. And I would understand it if you have a sixth round or seventh round pick, undrafted free agent who's not dressed. That happens quite a bit. And usually that is the decision made on their ability to play special teams or not. But when you're talking about players, your top four picks, I expected more. I'll put it that way. I expected them to be dressed, to be contributing. Especially Burden, when you saw what he did in the preseason, I know he had an injury, but you look at his skill set and what he can do after the catch, someone he can scheme underneath, I thought we would see a lot more action from him early on as well.
I'm wondering, and we talked a little bit with Matt Forte about this too, that it seemed like Ben was indicating that, or implying that maybe he's not getting what he needs from those young guys in practice. So you're a guy that played 7 years in the league. What are the things that have to happen for a player to impress in practice on game week?
The first thing, Lawrence, is alignment and assignment. You got to know it. You have to know it. That's just a cover charge to get in the uniform. Can you line up? Can you execute the call? Can you execute audibles? Can you execute motion as a wide receiver? As a wide receiver, can you convert routes versus single high and split safety coverage post snap? There's a lot of things that go into that, but those are the basics you got to have. You got to have those. And if that's one of the issues, then that's not good enough from their perspective. You have to be a professional. You have to be ready to play, and it's always alignment and assignment first. Second thing is being able to produce in practice, right? When you're going against the number two defense, you should be able to produce in practice. If you're not doing that, that's an issue that will keep you out of uniform as well. The last thing, you know, for a guy like Burton, can he play on special teams? If he can't, well, then you have to be a really good receiver to get on the field.
And when you say impressing the coaching staff in practice, Lawrence, that's almost too strong of a word, because it's really just, you would be crazy to not see something in practice and then expect to see it in the game. Whether you're talking about Caleb Williams or Karan Amagaji last year or these rookies, you can't expect to see something different in a game than what you've been seeing in practice. You've got to show me you can do it.
There's part of me that likes it because it feels as if Ben is setting a standard. Like the idea of accountability and standard is being set. Well, you know, I can't take your money away, but I can take away you playing until you do what you're supposed to do.
I agree with that, Lawrence. I agree 100% that there needs to be a standard. It needs to be a bar set that you have to do X, Y, and Z to play on my football team. There's nothing wrong with doing that. And we don't talk about that enough in pro football, right? That's usually high school and college football. But Ben Johnson, based on what I hear and what I read and what I watch on TV when he's giving his press conference, it seems like someone who's trying to build a program. Another word we don't use enough in pro football. But there are programs. There's a program in Kansas City. There's a program in Philadelphia. You look at teams like that. There's a program in Buffalo. A way they do certain things. You know, in the style of play they lean on. All those three teams do that. I think Ben Johnson wants to get to that point where you can hold people accountable to a certain degree and say, this is what you have to do to play in my football team.
Lawrence, when he says program, or maybe program, when he says program, that to me is a synonym for culture. When they talk about culture, it gets mixed up with, I think, what Matt Bowen is talking about program, where no matter who comes in, they operate the way the Ravens operate, or the Steelers, or the Seahawks. The Miami Heat are an example in basketball where you know whoever they draft or get is going to get with the program, like Matt's talking about, or they're going to be out of there.
Yeah, I agree, Jason. And it takes time to build that, right? To build your foundational pillars of what your program is. It takes time. And I think you're seeing that right now.
It's not a good time to deed time for the Bears, because they're in year four of the rebuild, and it looks like they're about to burn year two of the rookie contract window, which people might not like hearing about that, but it's super important to try to get $60 million worth of production for $10 million at quarterback and be able to spend money elsewhere. I mean, it's really not a good time to need a ton of time. And I don't think Ben Johnson expected that it was going to be quite this much of a makeover when he took the job, thinking this should be a roster ready to compete.
Well, I agree with you, Jason, and this goes back to week one. That's why it was so important to close out and win that football game, right? Look, you go to Detroit, it's a tough place to play. It's a divisional game against a very good football team, and those are hard to win. So if you lose that football game, you're 1-1. Okay, a lot of teams are 1-1. 0-2 is much different. I've been in 0-2 football teams. It's hard to even walk in the facility. There's no one happy. There's no one smiling. It's a really tough place to be, and it's hard to get out of that hole. I'm not saying they can't do it. You have to start the win versus Dallas this week. But that's why it was so important in the second half of that Monday football game against Minnesota that they had to find a way to win the football game, to close it out, and they simply didn't do it on both sides of the ball and on special teams. Lost all three phases in the second half.
Absolutely.
And that's why you're sitting at 0-2.
Yeah, you expect them to lose that game. If you're going through, you know, on the outside, you're marking that week two game at Detroit as a loss. Home against Minnesota, for one, you expect them to – that's not a team that's out of their league at all. That's a team they should be able to play with.
No.
And you can't be blowing offensively or defensively a 17-6 lead in the fourth quarter. With Caleb Williams, going back to him, Lawrence and I are on the same page here about our expectations that we are thinking him and Ben Johnson, that should be clicking – around mid-season. And I want to know if you agree with that. And if you do, then what are the benchmarks before that, though? Because it can't just look bad all through the first half and then suddenly look great in week nine.
Right.
Like, how does it need to look in the meantime?
Well, I think you have to look at specific opponents, too. Dallas this week, a defense that, without Micah Parsons, lacks impact players. They just do. They don't have impact players in their football team right now on the defensive side of the ball. You saw it last week versus New York. This is a game where you should see a lot of offensive production from the Bears and Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. You should. Based on what Dallas has put on tape so far, you should see production. So I would start there. The games you have an opportunity or an offensive advantage, you have to see growth and development at the quarterback position. You have to see production at the quarterback position. You need to see them protect the ball better. You need to see them win critical moments. Use your third down and in the red zone. You need to take those steps along the way until you get to a point where you believe that Caleb Williams, you're going to win football games because of Caleb Williams. And you hope that's by the middle of the season.
Matt, we know you got to get on the practice field. Go get him, coach.
All right, guys. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.